Mixed Mornings with Kyle, Brian, and Sarah is brought to you by Sunrise Dental. Visit any of Sunrise Dental's four area locations or go to visitsunrise.com.
Pickles, pickles, I like pickles.
This one going out to Brian.
Won't you give me a pickle? Won't you give me a pickle?
Brian had one of his all-time great triangle experiences this past Friday. I know we mentioned it yesterday. Brian went to the Mount Olive Pickle Company.
Jealous.
You should be.
Changed your life. I mean, it's kind of like, I think, going to the Coca-Cola factory in Atlanta or maybe going to Buc-ee's for the first time or, what was it, Bush's Baked Beans you
in
went
Tennessee,
to?
In Tennessee. Highly recommended.
Sometimes you go to that place and you're like, wow, this is really cool. I'm so glad I get to see how things are done here.
Well, that's the thing. I love those videos on YouTube, the how it's made, the unwrapped.
Yeah.
Where you see, you get behind the scenes of how, like, some of your favorite things are made. Like when you went to the Bush's Baked Beans Factory,
I
Sarah.
Learned that every can starts with one piece of bacon. I
Look
learned
at that.
That.
Oh, interesting. Yeah. See, that is something that I would not
always
have thought
on the top.
Of.
And now every time you go to the grocery store, you see the Bush's Baked Beans, and it's special, right?
I get them.
You get a little serotonin rush.
100%.
That's what's happening to me every time I see Mount Olive Pickles.
I'm so happy.
My thing has been grabbing the jar and looking for the serial number, because if it starts with a 2... that means it came from Mount Olive itself.
Wow.
Isn't that great?
Look
I know. It's those silly, stupid things that get you through the day.
Yeah.
It is kind of
crazy. Makes life fun.
What makes it fun, right?
It is kind of crazy to think that Mount Olive Pickles is like the pickle place in our country. And also, I feel very dumb for saying this. I didn't realize this until like last year that Burt's Bees is based out of Cary, North Carolina. That I had no idea until last year. Or maybe it's in Durham.
Or Durham.
It might be
American
Durham.
Tobacco.
Yeah, okay. That's where I think it is. Either way, I had no idea that was in North Carolina
You've
until last year.
You've never been bored enough to read your chapstick.
Yes, exactly.
Because I have.
What's up, Liz? It's Kyle, Brian, and Sarah. Where did you go? And you thought to yourself, man, this is really cool.
I went to the Heineken Brewery in Amsterdam a few years ago.
Ooh.
I just kind of accidentally like happened upon it. And it was like an interactive, like a museum with like rides and all sorts of things. And at the end of it, they give you like 3 free Heinekens.
Oh, wait a minute.
Free,
yeah.
So you have to pay
wait a
for
minute.
It, but you know.
There are rides at this place?
Yeah, like there's this one ride where you, you're like standing there and it's like, they make you all stand in this little spot and it's like you're a bottle in the brewery process getting filled. And so it's like this like jumpy, bolty ride. It's just really weird.
Just what I want to do.
She said it was really weird.
That's just what you want to do. You want to go to the Heineken factory, get yourself all shaken up and then drink beers.
Well, I mean, everything is better when they hand you some beers afterwards.
Yeah.
That's true. So you said you kind of just like happened upon it. How do you just happen into the Heineken factory?
I went to Europe all by myself.
Uh-oh. Hello?
Wait, come back.
Come back.
What happened?
She went to Europe by herself, and then that was it.
I think she told us the most important part of the story, hopefully. And we've had some great calls over the last few days. Well, a few minutes ago, we got a voice memo from Annie, and she's done this before. When she has something funny to say, she just sends us a Facebook message.
Which you all are welcome
audio
to
Audio attachment.
Do.
Yes, a voice memo.
Seriously,
it's
I
great.
Love this.
Some of you are maybe nervous to call in, which is fine. If you prefer to record something on your phone and send it in, we'll take that too. So here's Annie on her unique life experience of that one time.
I went to the Jameson Distillery in Ireland with two of my colleagues, and it was amazing. It was such a cool tour, and at the end they do this tasting, and so they handed me this glass and I threw the whole thing back. I had never had whiskey before. It just about killed me. I was choking and coughing, and the guy leading the tour said, that was for all three of you, period.
Whoa.
It was hilarious. I've not
Perfect.
Lived it down since.
Oh, that was for all three of you.
She left out as he high-fived me.
Yeah. He then high-fived
right?
her and said, you're welcome back whenever you'd like.
She
you're really
whiskey,
Irish.
But she, their first time, she drank enough for three people to taste.
That
is impressive.
I
feel that. Like, all of a sudden, I have that taste in my mouth. What just happened in that experience? There's something, like, once you have, like, a drink like that, it just stays with you forever,
well,
right?
You have too many battle scars to do something like that.
Yeah,
she has no scars, so that's why she can do that one time in her life.
You only touch the grill hot when it once.
Once.
Good Don't point. Do it twice.
It's Kyle, Brian, and Sarah on Mix.
Did you?
Bored with your current job? Looking for a new career? With better pay and better conditions? Sunrise Dental may have just what you're looking for with their Sunrise School of Dental Assisting. Trained to be a dental assistant in only 13 weeks of 2 evening classes per week. Classes take place at a Raleigh dental office and are taught by experienced professionals. Open to anyone who has graduated from high school or above. Apply today and receive $300 off tuition. Go to sunriseschoolofdentalassisting.com.